Hey, welcome. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson called Drum Bus Power Tricks, focused on making drum and bass drums hit hard, stay punchy, and cut through dense mixes. I'll talk you through a practical, repeatable drum bus chain you can build in live, including parallel returns, concrete device settings, routing tips, and ways to automate the character for drops and breakdowns. Energetic, but controlled. Let's go. Lesson overview. Drum and bass lives or dies with its drums. In this lesson, you'll build a group drum bus that preserves a solid sub, keeps transient snap, and adds grit and weight via parallel distortion and short transient compression. The chain we'll use is straightforward and live-focused, utility and a pre-EQ for gain staging, drum bus or saturator plus compressor if you don't have Live 11, two parallel return channels for distortion and transient shaping, multiband dynamics for frequency-specific control, a final glue compressor, and a limiter for safety. I'll give knob ranges you can copy directly into your set. What you will build, you'll end up with a main drum bus group where you control overall level and basic tone, a core saturation stage to add harmonics and warmth, two parallel returns, R1 for heavy parallel distortion and low mid weight, R2 for a short fast compression that adds snap, multiband dynamics to tame the low and glue the midrange, a final glue compressor and limiter for polish and safety. You'll also build quick automation moves so you can go from rolled sections to full-on smash drops with one or two faders. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prerequisite setup. Load an 8-bar Amen or a program DNB break into a drum rack or an audio loop. Group all drum lanes into one group and name it drum bus. That's your starting point. A. Basic gain staging and pre-EQ. On the drum bus group, insert utility first. Set width to 100% unless you want to narrow the sound. Set gain to 0 to start. If the group is clipping, pull it down to around -2 or -3 dB for headroom. Next, insert EQ8. High pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz to remove an audible sub rumble. Optionally, add a small boost around 60 to 120 Hz, about +1.5 to 3 dB, if you want more warmth. Keep it subtle. You're setting the canvas, not frying it yet. B. Core saturation and character. If you have Live 11, insert drum bus next. Try drive between 3 and 6. Set boom or sub around 1 to 3 to add body but avoid burying the sub. Set crunch between 20 and 40% to add grit. Use squeeze or bus compression sparingly. Aim for roughly 1.5 to 4 dB of gain reduction. For the transient control, make small moves. Reduce a little to round a break or increase slightly to emphasize attack. Small changes move you from rolled to punchy. If you don't have drum bus, use saturator and a compressor. In saturator, choose analog clip or soft clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB and set dry slash wet around 40 to 60% so transients survive. Follow with a glue or compressor at about 3:1 to 4:1 ratio, attack between 5 and 15 ms, release between roughly 60 and 200 ms, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of average gain reduction. C. Parallel chains for power without killing transients. Create two return tracks and label them R1 and R2. On the drum bus, use send knobs to route into these returns. A good starting point is about 10 to 25% send for the distortion return and 5 to 15% for the transient compression return. You'll automate these later for drops. Return R1. Heavy parallel distortion. Insert EQ8 first and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz to keep the distortion from getting brittle in the highs. Then add overdrive or saturator. For overdrive, try drive 4 to 7 and warm the tone. For saturator, try 6 to 9 dB drive with analog clip. Keep the returns dry slash wet at 100%. The idea is to mix using the send amount. After distortion, add another EQ8 to tame any boxiness. Dip 300 to 500 Hz by around -2 dB if needed, and boost 150 to 300 Hz by +1.5 dB to emphasize thump, if that helps. On the drum bus, start R1 around 10 to 25% send. For high-energy drops, you can automate R1 up to 30 to 60%. Return R2. Parallel transient and short compression. Insert a fast compressor on R2. Set ratio to around 8:1. Attack super fast, between 0.5 and 3 ms. Release very fast or auto, and hard knee. This compressor will pull down peaks aggressively. Aim for 6 to 12 dB of reduction on the peaks because it's parallel. Put a utility after the compressor if you want to mono or slightly reduce width. Send from the drum bus around 5 to 15% as a starting point. This tightens transients and adds snap without flattening the bus. D. Multiband and frequency control. After the returns on the drum bus, insert multiband dynamics bullet into low, mid, and high. For the low band, set the crossover up to roughly 150 to 250 Hz and use gentle compression, about 2:1 ratio and 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, to tame unpredictable sub-peaks. The mid band gets light compression, 1 to 2 dB, to glue snares and hats. The high band can have a subtle upward compression or tiny compression to keep sizzle in check. The goal here is to let the distortion and glue do their work without the low end becoming unruly. Glue and final polish. Add a glue compressor near the end. Use roughly a 2:1 to 3:1 ratio. Attack between 5 and 15 ms so transients breathe, and release in auto or around 100 to 300 ms. Target about 1 to 3 dB of average gain reduction. Compensate with makeup gain. If you need corrective EQ, add EQ 8 after the glue. Narrow cut 250 to 350 Hz by 1 to 3 dB if things are boxy, and consider a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz if the snare needs presence. Finish with a limiter for safety, sealing around minus 0.3 dB. Use the limiter sparingly, you want loudness but not a lifeless bus. Arrangement and automation ideas. Map two macro states or create automation lanes, a roll state with lighter drive and transient emphasis, and a smash state where drive, R1 send, and maybe glue makeup gain or higher. This audio version is shortened for playback.